Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and let's begin today with presidential politics and take a look at how Donald Trump's call to bar Muslims from entering the United States is roiling the waters of the Republican primary campaign in New Hampshire. WBUR's senior political reporter Anthony Brooks has been in the Granite State recently, and he joins us now. Hi there, Anthony.
Hey, Meghna.
Okay, so you were in New Hampshire just last night at a town hall meeting. Not with Donald Trump, but with former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. How is he handling the Trump factor?
Well, it's interesting. I think the word that comes to mind is awkwardly. I mean, with everything that Donald Trump has been saying, it's really hard for any candidate to sort of get around the Donald Trump elephant in the room. So here's what Bush wants to say. He wants to really go after President Obama and Hillary Clinton's record, talk about a sort of muscular response to ISIS, including an increase in military spending, arming the Kurds, engaging with Sunni forces. So here's Jeb Bush last night in Hooksett, New Hampshire, sounding very much like he's running to be a wartime president.
If this is a war, then we should declare it as such. And the President of the United States should declare it as such as well, that this is Islamic radical terrorism. And if you can't even say it out loud like Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, how can you create a strategy to deal with it?
Okay, interesting, Anthony. The one person who is saying it out loud, though, is Donald Trump. And how is Jeb Bush responding to the proposals by Donald Trump?
So again, really interesting. He tried to avoid it all last night. He gave his speech, which I've heard a couple of times now. He didn't mention Trump, but the folks who are in the room did. It was the first question. It came from Tim Chrysostom of Canterbury, New Hampshire. Here's what he wanted to know.
Got to say two words. They're probably the last words you want to hear right now. Last words I want to hear, too. Donald Trump.
What about him?
Something the media does.
So what he wanted to know, would Bush renounce the pledge that Republican candidates took to support the eventual nominee if Trump were to win? And here's how Bush responded.
Yeah, that's a hypothetical I reject out of hand, that he is going to be the nominee.
Okay, Anthony, interesting answer, but he kind of ducked the question.
Yeah, he did. And Bush said, you know, it's the media that's obsessed with Trump and not the voters. But it has to be pointed out that that question came from a voter who was in the room. And again, here's Tim Chrysostom, who actually chased Bush down at the end of the town hall meeting and confronted him directly.
You still seem to be unwilling to say, I will not support this man who is, I think, the moral equivalent of George Wallace, who does not belong in any respectable political party.
I'm going to call him out when he's wrong, and that's with great regularity I call him out.
He's incredibly wrong, and he needs to be called out.
And you haven't heard me saying it?
And I have.
Okay,
you've never said you will not support him.
I've been forthright about my belief that his language is uncalled for in this country, that we need serious plans. He's not a serious candidate. He's not going to be elected, and he's dividing.
So, Meghna, we should point out that, in fact, Bush has criticized Trump for his recent statement, calling him at one point unhinged. But the folks who are really calling out Trump in New Hampshire are sort of the mainstream Republicans. We talked last week about the union leader endorsing Chris Christie, and the publisher up there told me that one of the reasons was to find someone who could defeat Trump.
Right.
And here's Fergus Cullen, the former chairman of the state GOP in New Hampshire. Listen to what he says.
People don't take it seriously enough, the way he has targeted different groups of Americans and the disregard he's shown for vast parts of the United States Constitution. Things like banning the entrance into this country of people of certain faith, talking about deportation squads. I think he's the most dangerous demagogue that we've ever seen in the history of this country.
So some really strong language.
Very strong.
Right. Now, of course, you know, Fergus expresses himself well about the sort of moral outrage about what Trump has said. But he's also a loyal Republican, and he's concerned that if Trump wins the party's nomination, he dragged down GOP candidates all across the country. And that's a fear that is shared by a number of Republicans. So Cullen says the party's presidential candidates really need to call him out on this stuff.
That is so fascinating. And that earlier tape you played of the voter confronting Jeb Bush just makes me think, really, I mean, if Jeb Bush thinks that Trump's nomination is a total hypothetical and not going to happen, what does he have to lose to just call him out and say, no, I wouldn't support him if that happened?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's sort of in a tough position because, again, I think, you know, he doesn't want to have a town meeting and spend the whole time talking about Donald Trump. He wants to talk about his policies. So I think that's one of the things he's facing
there. Yeah. Well, Donald Trump himself, of course, remains totally unapologetic for his proposal. and apparently more popular than ever. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's true. So the latest poll from WMUR and CNN, which came out just this week, Trump has increased his lead. He's now the choice of 32% of likely Republican voters. But here's the thing. 59% of New Hampshire Republicans now say they believe he will win the nomination. That's according to Andy Smith, who directed the poll. He heads the UNH Polling Center. Here's what he said.
42% say he's the candidate best able to manage government spending. 45% say he's the best candidate who can best handle illegal immigration. 36% say he's the best on taxation. And 33% say he's the best to handle ISIS. No one else is even close to him on any of those other issues.
You know, Magna, you and I talk about this a lot. I don't love focusing on polls, but the thing that's amazing is Trump has held on to this lead without really campaigning in New Hampshire. You know, we have this idea that the way you get ahead in New Hampshire is to go to those town hall meetings, look at voters in their eyes, shake their hands. Trump has managed to dominate this race so far by not even campaigning. He flies in, as he's going to do tomorrow, has a big rally, and then flies away, but never really does one-on-one contact with the voters.
Wow. And just to be clear, those numbers that you were talking about earlier, those are New Hampshire polling numbers.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. So, Anthony, you've been talking to a lot of folks who really know this stuff, New Hampshire politics in particular, very well. You, of course, have covered many presidential races. I've got to ask you, do you think Trump could win the nomination?
Well, Trump has managed to defy all of the conventional wisdom so far. It's astounding to me that he's gotten away with saying the things that he said, especially this week, and yet his poll numbers only go up. But here's the thing. He faces a challenge because to win, he needs to broaden his base beyond basically a core of angry white men. The latest New Hampshire poll found that his strongest support comes from blue-collar people without high school degrees, regular listeners to conservative radio talk shows. That's a fairly narrow group of people. Now, on one hand, he's energized a lot more of them than ever before, but his challenge is to broaden that base of support. So here again is Fergus Cullen, the former chair of the New Hampshire GOP.
You know, Trump has 30% of the vote in a Republican primary right now because the 70% of voters who aren't with Trump are hopelessly splintered across 13 other candidates. Eventually, there will be a Stop Trump movement. I'd like to be one of the founding members of that Stop Trump movement. And the forces of the Republican Party will consolidate to prevent him from being the Republican nominee.
But for now, at least, he continues to dominate. He's sucking a lot of air out of this Republican campaign room, if you will, in New Hampshire. And he'll be back in New Hampshire tomorrow.
Wow. And if that Stop Trump movement does ever coalesce, it'll be interesting to see when it actually happens.
Indeed.
WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks. Anthony, thank you.
You're welcome. Always good to be here.
And there'll be more of the show in just a minute. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.